And there's one surefire way to beat high gas prices.
And that is, get your car stolen.
And the best way to do that is to own a late model Toyota Camry in Los Angeles County and leave it parked on a public street with the windows down and the motor running. You might want to leave your wallet and cell phone on the seat for good measure.
And if you really want to get it stolen, do it between now and December. That's the busy season for car thieves, at least in L.A. County. And the likelihood of becoming a car theft victim is higher in Southern California than in any other part of the country.
The Automobile Club of Southern California keeps tabs on purloined pickups, swiped Saturns, taken Toyotas, nipped Nissans, and heisted Hondas, or Hummers for that matter. And their statistics show a spike at this time of the year.
Assistant Chief Art Civito of the California Highway Patrol's Southern Division thinks the reason for the jump in joyrides can be explained by a turn of season.
We have some hot weather out here, and so folks tend to leave their cars with the windows rolled down or cracked open. And then as we get into the holiday season, auto thieves have the added incentive of stealing cars that they know are going to be full of holiday gifts. And so that's pure speculation, but if I had to venture to guess why, that's probably a pretty educated one.
And education is what Civito and the California Highway Patrol is trying to do now. Today, along with folks from the Auto Club, they gave drivers tips on how to keep possession of their ride.
Something as simple as not leaving the car running when you go to the corner store. We still have in today's world situations where parents leave their car running as they run in with their child in the car seat. Next thing you know, law enforcement is not just trying to recover a stolen vehicle, but we have to issue Amber Alerts and other alerts to recover a child.
And finally, Assistant Chief Civito reminds car owners that when they protect their vehicles, they're doing more than watching out for their own assets.
Stolen cars are used for secondary crimes that involve armed robberies and very serious crimes. So by protecting our property, we're not just safeguarding our cars, but we're protecting our children, we're protecting our community, and we're protecting our families.
Art Civito of the California Highway Patrol. He didn't point out, but we will, that if your car gets stolen with a full tank of gas, you're also out the $40 or $50 you spent to fill up the tank.